Mockery Rocks, I am Rocky's dad. The guy who got his mom knocked up. Mockery Rocks, it truly does. I am going to be very patient about migrating my listeners from the free feed to Patreon. patreon.com/rocksdad. That place on Patreon I named for me. Maybe I should have named it for the podcast Mockery Rocks. I did not. And naming it for me egotistically is what I'm sticking to. Even though I am being patient, the limit might turn out to be 6 or 8 months. I am putting everything in both places for free. But after a month, most of the free feed will get deleted. Rather than delete on Patreon, all but the last rock of mockery will go behind the paywall. So that is policy, and if the migration does not work, there will be no Mockery Rocks a year from now. I don't want to talk about anybody on other podcasts, but Al Franken has one, and on it he said that he would not do news. You should know that Al is a former senator and comedy writer. When I read news here, it is news that is old by days, weeks, or months, and then I add a little opinion. Here comes a big piece of opinion. I don't think anyone doing news should say that the Senate is doing an impeachment. I think I often hear something too close to that. The impeachment was done by the House. Mr. Trump must wear the impeachment to the grave. What the Senate is up to is deciding on the punishment. Another thing just off the top of my head from a friend of a friend from Facebook. The lady made a video. On it, she says that she started a petition on the White House website. Her petition has the purpose of getting the Speaker of the House impeached. As I say, only the U.S. House can impeach anybody. The House has never impeached one of their own, regardless of some member being in a strange party. Since that nice lady mentioned another petition, I went to the petitions at the White House. There are 4 with goals of 100,000 signatures, and all have gone over 300,000 signatures. That lady on Facebook wanted her supporters to make her petition get more signatures than the higher-ranked one. The number one petition is titled Divest or Put in a Blind Trust All the President's Business and Financial Assets. I don't really know, but I think the petition section of the White House website got started under the Obama administration. The idea was only to get the president's attention with your issue. And then he might mention it in a speech. Or if it is something that could lead to some sort of legislation, then a law could be made. I make a point of reading only the news that is old, isn't news anymore. And this was left over from January 10th. And it was published by Reuters News Service, which is very, very reliable. U.S. President Donald Trump sent a happy birthday message to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. According to South Korea's National Security Advisor Chung Yue-yong, Chung, who met Trump in Washington very close to the 10th, told reporters that he was given a message to pass to North Korea. And then he did. Chung said on arriving back in South Korea that Trump had remembered the day they met was Kim Jong-un's birthday and sent him birthday greetings. President Trump asked President Moon to deliver his message to Chairman Kim, said Chung, without elaborating whether it was a written message or whether it included anything beyond the greeting. Kim's birthday is believed to be January 8th, though his secretive regime has never confirmed the date. The U.S. government lists Kim's birth year as 1984. Would anybody like to make something of that year? Because you know that's the title of the Orwell book, right? It is the awards season for show business, the film industry. And we were just talking about Korea. It seems Parasite, the title of the movie, has officially infected Hollywood's award season. Bong Joon-ho's Korean class satire became the first foreign language film to take top honors from the Screen Actors Guild, setting itself up as a legitimate Best Picture contender to the front runner 1917 at next month's Academy Awards. The Best Ensemble win for Parasite came over the starry epics Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and The Irishman. It was a surprise, but only to a small degree. Parasite, up for 6 Oscars, including Best Picture, has emerged as perhaps the stiffest competition for Sam Mendes. 1917, which won at the highly predictive Producers Guild Awards, which came before the Screen Actors Guild. Mockery Rock's trying so hard to make it so interesting so that you will want to migrate over to the Patreon site. More about North Korea. The aunt of North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un, has been seen in public for the first time since the execution of her husband in 2013. Kim Kyong-hui is the daughter of North Korea's founder, Kim Il-sung, and sister to former leader Kim Jong-il. She had not been seen since her husband, Chang Song-siak, was executed by Kim Jong-un for acts of treachery. But state media released a photo of her enjoying New Year celebrations. The photo released by North Korea State News Agency KCNA showed Kim Kyong-hui seated next to Kim Jong-un and his wife in a crowded theater in Pyongyang, which means, unlike her husband, she's still alive. And I might say that Kim Jong-un did not kill his uncle with his own hands. He just ordered him dead. The same way that Donald Trump didn't kill the general from Iran, he just ordered him dead. I want to thank you so much for listening to Mockery Rocks. And please, please, maintain your cool. Thank you.